It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back.
Well, welcome back, you beautiful badass you. I'm feeling spunky today. I'm just giving you a heads up, which means who knows what's going to come out of my mouth. Listen, earlier this week, we talked about creating and maintaining a profitable business. Profitable, meaning, hey, there is money there. There's money left over. There's money to show for. And my guest, Simone Craig, she combines manifestation and energy with accounting. Holy mother. Yes, please. If you didn't check out that episode, I highly recommend going back. It is packed full of amazing things for you to implement today. And so that conversation leads me on to today's power back, which is seeing how amazing other people are doing. You get on the internet, you get on Instagram, you get on Facebook, you get on TikTok, and you see all of these other businesses killing it. There's a lot of talk about six-figure this and seven-figure that. There's vacations and expansion and adding more team members. And it's really easy to get wrapped up in the, I must be behind. So today, we are going to undo the comparison game. But before we get into that, I've always felt like there is an opportunity for deeper connection. Being an entrepreneur is a weird, windy, beautiful, lonely place. And sometimes you have ideas and you just want someone to soundboard that off with. Sometimes you have an obstacle and want to hash it out loud. And if nothing else, you want to be reminded that you're not alone on this journey. That there are supportive, ambitious, energetic female entrepreneurs just like you out there. So it's been a long time coming, but I'm excited to announce the Gutsy Collective, an online group for female entrepreneurs who want to simplify business, increase your confidence, and live a peaceful and aligned life. It's a place to hold real and honest conversations about life and business with like-minded and supportive women around the globe. Sometimes you don't need a formula or a class or a hack. You simply need to be with like-minded people to remember that you are insanely capable. So if you've been feeling like, you know what, I'm kind of tired of doing this shit alone. I really could use a group of supportive women in business. Then head over to thegutsypodcast.com and sign up. Look, there's a 14-day free trial. Come in, try it. If you love it, stick around. And if you don't, that's okay. The group officially launches on August 1st, and I cannot wait to see your amazing face there. So, comparison. It's a real thing, right? Like, I don't care how confident you are. I don't care how much success you have had. It's a human experience. It's a feeling as though you have missed out on something, or you're too late to the game, like you don't have enough knowledge or power or abilities. It's looking at someone else and validating where they are before you validate yourself. Now, besides starting the downward spiral of the I can't, I shouldn't, I wouldn't, I don't have enough, I'm not far, that whole mental chatter, besides that loud-ass voice in your head, the other thing that comparison does is it lowers your frequency. Picture yourself as a light switch dimmer, you know, the kind where you can, you know, move it up and down and make the light brighter or softer. Now, on any given day, let's just assume you're having a really great day. Your dimmer is on full speed, the light is on bright, your aura is shining. The second that you open up a platform, and you see someone else doing something and immediately get that internal feeling of I'm not good enough, it's like you're taking your finger and pulling down on that dimmer. You're dimming your light. It lowers your energy. And then what happens after that? This is a snowball effect, friend. If you try to create content in that space, it's not aligned. If you try to create a program or put your energy into anything in your business, it's not at your highest frequency. Which means you're probably not making aligned decisions. And when you're not making aligned decisions, it creates a lot of unnecessary chaos that later has to be undone in your business. So what do you do about this? It's a human experience, and I can't say that it's ever going to go away. But what can happen is taking your power back by reframing. Instead of this downward spiral, instead of this light being dimmed, when you see someone else doing something that you know that you want to do, how do you turn that into a positive? How do you begin to see that as a possibility instead of a fear that you're behind? That's the undoing, my friend. That is the power of undoing, because in that moment, you are standing at a fork in the road and you get to decide, you know what? I'm going to lead down this road where I'm going to beat myself up mentally, or today, what if I choose differently? What if I choose to speak about this differently to myself? What if I start to see the opportunity in this? What if I see this as proof that it's possible? So here are a few questions that you can ask yourself when you find yourself standing at that pivotal moment. First and foremost, pause. Put your hand on your heart, your hand on your stomach, hug on yourself. Literally just pause on that moment and ask yourself, what is this bringing up inside of me? Is it fear? Is it jealousy? Is it scarcity? What is it bringing up inside of you? And it's acknowledge it. We're not making this right or wrong. We're just simply giving it awareness. Second question to ask yourself is, what do I need right now? This is a time of compassion. This is literally the pivotal shift where you get to decide to nurture yourself instead of kicking your own ass. Perhaps you need to be reminded of all of the amazing things you've already accomplished. Maybe you need to pause and look up at the things around you that you've already built. Maybe you need to revisit back to your vision board and see, you know what, look at what I'm working towards. I know I may not be where I want to be yet, but look at all the possibility in front of me. And that leads me to the third question, is what possibility is this showing me? This question has been pivotal for me. There are amazing, amazing women doing incredible things, many of things that I foresee doing in my own path, in my own future, the things that I'm currently working towards, but I'm not there yet. Quick story. There will be a book. There is a book inside of me. There is a book that I want to share with you. I know what it looks like. I know the title of it. And I know that it's going to be on the Target shelves. These are just things that I know in my soul. And I've been thinking a lot about that lately, putting some energy into it and just envisioning what that looks like and feels like. And a beautiful soul that I follow on Instagram, I happened to pop on one day, and there she was, standing in Target in front of her newly released book. Now, at first, you can imagine where this went. I thought to myself, I can never do this now. She's so far ahead of me. That's my dream, and now I can't have it. I felt bitter. I felt upset. I felt depressed, like something had been taken away from me. And because I often teach the things that I most need to learn, I paused. I felt out what I needed to feel and recognized what it was bringing up inside of me. I started to feel like it was never going to happen. And when I reframed and I chose to ask myself, what possibility is this showing me? It energetically and emotionally shifted everything about this. I got excited for her because you know what? She worked towards that too. And I'm excited that she achieved something that she set out to do. And I can now only see this as proof from the universe that this is possible for me too. You can hold space for someone to have a celebratory moment or achievement while you're still creating yours. Let me say that again. You can hold space for someone else to have a celebratory moment or achievement while you are still building yours. This undoing is everything. It truly allows you to take a moment, pivot, and say, you know what? I'm not doing that today. Instead, I'm going to celebrate that person. I'm going to see this as proof that it's possible for me, and I'm going to continue to take aligned and inspired action to move me closer to where I know that I'm headed. These are the kinds of conversations that we are having inside the Gutsy Collective. I love sharing this knowledge with you here on the podcast, but I know that there's more. There's a bigger space, there is a deeper space for us to come together and share real life experiences like I just shared with you, and resources and ways that you have shifted through to help guide and inspire other women to do the same. Reminder that the doors officially launch on August 1st, but you can pre-sign up at thegutsypodcast.com to be a founding member of the Gutsy Collective. Let's look ahead to next week's episode of the Gutsy Podcast. If you have considered, is email marketing right for me? How do I use it? Why is it important? How do I get people to sign up for shit in the first place? Then next week's episode of the Gutsy Podcast with Kendra Swalls is a great episode for you to fuel your mind and learn more about how to expand your business online. Get social with me on TikTok and Instagram using @ThatLauraAura. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.